Now, the next induction that I want to share with you is called the Trance Voice Induction. Now, this is a very powerful and actually very interesting induction. And again, it's lies at the root of another hypnotic myth. There's a myth in hypnosis that there's a certain tone of voice that puts people into trance. People used to think that you had to talk in a monotone and basically bore the pants out of people. At other times, people thought there was some kind of magic power in the voice, so that when you hit a certain quality of voice, a kind of command tonality, people could not resist or could not help but go into a trance. The fact of it is that these kind of things are not true, and they're kind of true at the same time. What happens in a trance voice induction is that you begin to condition people to respond to your voice or a particular tone of voice with the hypnosis response. It's a little bit like Pavlov's dog. If you remember Pavlov, he was the man who rang a bell, gave dog some food, rang a bell, gave dog some food. Over time, the dogs associated the bells with food at such a deep level that just ringing a bell would make a dog salivate. The hypnotic trance voice induction does the same thing for hypnosis, so that over a period of time, you create a hypnotic voice that just hearing those tonalities, people go into a trance. But remember, there is no mystical quality to this. This is something you have to condition people to do, so that a new person who comes into your life will not just drop into a trance because you're using your trance voice on them. You have to still create the experiences for them to condition them too. As you learn the hypnotic trance voice induction, another thing that you need to pay attention to is the fact that if people are responding to a tone of voice hypnotically without you having to say anything else, then it makes sense for you to have a different tone of voice from a normal conversational one. Because otherwise, what's going to happen is people are going to drop into a trance whenever you talk to them, whether you want it to happen or not. Now, that might sound a bit amusing right now, but wait till you're inside a car and talking to a friend and you start sending them off to sleep. That's a very bad idea. There is a time when hypnosis is appropriate and good and useful, and there is a time when it is not. So in order to be able to separate those times, it is very important that when you begin any kind of hypnotic process with people, you change the qualities of your voice so that your induction gets attached to a different voice tone, so that when you use those voice tones only, will you actually induce a trance. Now, believe it or not, we've actually set the foundation for this throughout the course of these CDs. Remember, we talked about talking more slowly, talking more comfortably and soothingly, using different rhythms and pauses. You've already heard me using my own trance tonalities, for example, when I begin to change my voice and speak in a different way. Notice how even now, after just a few conditioning cycles, you begin to respond. And that is really the power of hypnotic voice induction. Your voice will become a very powerful tool to put people into trance instantly. It's like watching a stage hypnotist say to his audience, sleep, and they sleep instantly. It's still a conditioning cycle that people go through. Now, everything you've learned up to this point still counts. In other words, you'll still be using your language, you'll still be using hypnotic gaze, you'll still be using piggyback inductions, and if you want to make it even more indirect, you can still use little devices like the My Friend John or My Friend Jane technique. Now, when it comes to inducing the hypnotic voice induction, there's actually a very specific induction I'm thinking of, which is very powerful and very easy to do, which will actually create this dichotomy between thinking consciously and thinking unconsciously. I'm going to describe it to you briefly now, and then the next track, run you through the whole process. In essence, what you want to do is you want to talk about conscious mind activities with one voice, and unconscious mind activities with another voice. Now, the distinction between the two voices can be very subtle, or it can be much greater. If you have a great distinction, well, you become a little bit more obvious. The more subtle distinctions are a little less obvious. So for example, you may have, over time, you may build up different voices, each one creating a different type of trance experience. You may have a more learning experience, one which is softer, but still gets people into a kind of a learning trance, a kind of a storytelling trance, where they still want to listen to you. You may have a deeper, more hypnotic voice, which is for more profound and obvious trances. You may also have your normal everyday speaking voice, in which people don't drop into a trance, they just listen to you in a more normal sort of way. And each of those voices will be conditioned by talking about the very kind of experiences people have whilst in those conditions. So for example, if you want people to learn, and you have a certain learning voice, well then, the best thing to do is to talk to them about all the times they've learned in the past and learned easily. Because as they reactivate those experiences inside themselves, they begin to learn more easily inside themselves. They'll attach that to the tone of voice you have, so that every time you speak in that voice, they'll learn more easily. And this is really the secret behind the hypnotic voice induction, is to activate inside the person the neurological condition, the state that you want them to be in, what you want them to respond with when you have that particular voice, in this case, trance, and then use that voice as well. On the next track, you'll actually have an example of how this works.